stretch on the Cumberland Road.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Waking up on Thursday. Thursday talk around here. My name is Dablo, coming to you live from the hut here on Dakota Avenue. Here in the frozen north, we're at 8 below right now, and partly cloudy is what we got going. Well, time for one of my favorite features, and yours too. Talking with our favorite historian, Jana Gageland.
Good morning.
I've actually, you know what? I actually have other people referring to you as that now.
Okay.
I got something for your favorite historian. So it's like, okay, I think you're tagged with that.
Well, maybe so. I never went after that title, but okay.
Tell me again about what you heard about how many hours of below zero we've had.
I think I heard 105 continuous hours of below zero temperatures.
Too much.
It was way too much. Yeah.
But some relief coming this weekend, so that's a good thing. Hey, it's National Puzzle Day.
It certainly is.
Going on today, and so appropriately, you've got stuff on puzzles.
Well, I thought I was going to move on into something else in 1926, and I'm like, well, no, this is more appropriate because it's this day. And so I did a little diving into it, and like, you know, when people talk about National Puzzle Day, they think it's jigsaw puzzles, and that's the only puzzle that there is. Well, no.
The only thing I got floating in my head.
Yeah, but just think of all the paperback puzzles, like, you know, word finds and
Sudoku. Sudoku,
and,
yeah.
Yes, and crossword puzzles. So there are lots of different puzzles that people can partake in today. It doesn't have to be a jigsaw puzzle.
All right. Well, I'm puzzled, so straighten me out here.
You know, and so if you look back in history, there are many times where, you know, families would gather and they'd invite another family. And so the local news would say that this family came to visit this family, and they played cards, and the children were entertained with puzzles. You know, I mean, that's what they did. So, you know, this kind of thing has been around for quite a long time.
Right.
But, you know, in addition to the jigsaw and the paper-based puzzles, you have things like riddles. That's a puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, problem-solving puzzles. And logic puzzles.
Well, aren't crosswords like a puzzle?
Yes.
Kind of, sort of?
Sure.
Yeah.
Remember we talked about them. The first time that they appeared in the newspaper here was in 1925. So you think about, well, what is the most famous from 1974 problem-solving puzzle?
Okay. The problem-solving puzzle.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. That would be the Rubik Cube.
Ah, I was going to say, catch me up here because I'm puzzled again.
Yeah, the Rubik Cube. So, I mean, that made its debut in Europe in 74. By the time it got here, it was 1980. And by 1981, everybody was talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it became very, very, very famous, and it sold for about $10.
Are you good with the Rubik's Cube?
I'm not.
I'm terrible.
I had one. I had to buy a book on how to solve it. So, yeah, I'm not good at it. I don't practice it anymore.
Right.
But in 1983, they actually had a cartoon on Saturday mornings.
About the Rubik's Cube?
Yeah, they had a cube. His name was Cube.
Rubik. Yeah, he was. Okay, I remember this.
And he had a couple of friends who helped him. I think Lisa and, I don't know, Adam.
Had a cute little dog here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so every Saturday morning, I think it was like around 8:30, kids would get up and watch that cartoon.
And that's back in 83.
That's 83. Okay. Yeah. And in 2014, the cube was inducted into the National Toy Hall of Fame.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Everybody had them.
They did.
You know?
Yeah.
I had one for about a half hour and realized that I just don't have the patience for that.
And then they made the cube into calendars, you know, so that you could move the cube numbers around to be able to know what the next month was. I mean, it was crazy what they did with the cube. But anyway, I thought, okay, I wonder when we could buy them here in Wahpeton. So I scanned the newspapers. God, I was just getting so frustrated. And then I realized they scanned the newspapers. They didn't scan the ads. Yeah. So when I look at the digital newspapers, I'm looking at the newspaper.
You're not finding the ads. You're just finding the
right.
news. Yeah.
The ads would have to have been in the paper itself. So those extra little leaflet-like things, yeah, they didn't scan those.
No go.
No, so I wasted about an hour there.
But doing your homework, yeah.
So if we look on, ahead into puzzles, we have the next kind of puzzle, which would be the computer. You know, they came up with puzzles. Was it Tetris?
Yes.
Yeah.
One of the first.
Yeah, that was like in 94. And so that is the next platform then for puzzles. Not the kind you put on the floor or a table or put together, but or solve in a book. It's like, okay, now we're on the computer.
We all got tired of Pong, so then we went over to Tetris.
Yeah.
And everybody lost their minds. I remember that.
Right, right. But it wasn't a game. It was a problem-solving situation.
Mm-hmm.
So now what do we have? Phones.
Boy, do we ever.
So we have phones, and those phones have Wordle, Word Connect, Block and Tile, Candy Crush. I mean, it seems like it's been around for decades, but it really hasn't. But it's like...
Right, because it's so part of our lives that it feels like we've had it forever.
And there are different logic ones that you can, apps that you can download for free or pay. And then the next thing we have are escape rooms. That's a problem solving. That's a puzzle. You know how
I haven't heard of those. What
you have a room, and inside the room are clues to how you can get out of the room itself. So you have to find the door that allows you to escape. And then I think there's one, it's kind of like a whodunit murder mystery kind of thing based upon the clue game, you know, where you would have to find who did it in whatever room. And so it's a party-like thing. You dress up, and then you divide up into teams, and you try and solve who murdered whom.
You kind of bring Agatha Christie into the whole puzzle thing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, which reminds me of a Golden Girls episode, but we'll not say anything about that.
No, that could take us off into a whole different off-ramp
here.
Well,
it sure could.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw a flyer just recently for St. John's Church in Windermere. They're having a competition. Their second year, they're doing a puzzle competition, and this is not problem-solving or logic or anything like that. It is jigsaw puzzles.
Just get together and put them together. I know Red Door is doing one. Make-A-Wish North Dakota is doing one.
Yep.
So it's definitely a thing that people get into.
And if they want to celebrate again, I think it's November 3rd is actual Jigsaw Puzzle Day. So we'll look forward to that. Breckenridge Library has a puzzle exchange. So you can bring in one and exchange it and take home another.
That is very cool. Switch it up.
Yep, and the Leech Library has puzzles that you can sign out and take home. Okay, another puzzle. Do you have time?
We do.
All right. This is from 1926.
This is Dad's Puzzler.
Yep.
Few solve it, but it can be done, from the Standard Trailer Company.
So it's a wooden puzzle, and you slide the... It's a slider puzzle. Remember they had the ones with the numbers on?
The numbers, yeah. I do remember those little plastic ones, yeah.
Right, right. So this is based on that, where there's one area that is free or open, vacant. There isn't a wooden piece in it. And so you slide the pieces then within this frame, and you try and get the upper left-hand corner to the lower right-hand corner.
I'm seeing this now.
Yep.
See, my head's going to explode just looking at this. That's why I know I'm no good at puzzles. Wow.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Dad's Puzzler.
Right.
I'm loving that.
I also found in 1926 that they did wooden puzzles that were blocks. So you had a block and a six-sided cube, and you had a different picture on each of the sides. And I think you had six blocks were a puzzle, and you had to turn those puzzle blocks around to put the puzzle together. So it had six different pictures.
Boy, there is a lot more to puzzles than just jigsaw.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what I was thinking here on this National Puzzle Day. Janet, we're out of time.
Okay.
What's up next week?
Well, depending if something, shows up in my phone or my, radar, but we're going to probably get back to the 26th and look at crime. Maybe.
All right.
We'll see.
Sounds good. I got to get the Dragnet theme then if we're going to be doing that. Jana Gageland talking history here. I love this segment. We do it every Thursday here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW, good morning.
Make a lasting impact on your community with a West Central Initiative.